WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The title of Alice Munro's latest short story collection, Hateship, Friendship, Courtship, Loveship, Marriage, comes from a child's rhyme about women's romantic fates. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that the women in Munro's fiction often seem to experience all five fates at the same time.
If one of the marks of a superb work of literature is that after you read it, you can't shake it off, well, then Alice Munro's latest short story collection is surely one superb work of literature. Ever since reading Hateship, Friendship, Courtship, Loveship, Marriage, as this collection is called, I've been going about my daily routine haunted by the voices and gruff humor and sad histories of Munro's characters, mostly working-class Canadians circa 1950 or so. That may sound more like a curse than a gift. After all, stereotypically, Canada of the 1950s suggests dullness squared. But then think of the literary gold that James Joyce extracted out of gray and dirty Dublin almost a century ago. Munro, too, catches the glint of something precious within the drab, without her writing ever sounding precious. That's a move only the masters of language can pull off. There are 9 stories in this collection, and the best of them, like the title story, unexpectedly fan out, so that you find your attention shifting from the main characters, mostly all women, to the shadowy minor figures with whom their lives crucially intersect. In the short story, Hateship, Friendship, Courtship, Loveship, Marriage, a youngish old maid housekeeper named Johanna powders her underarms, puts on clean underwear, and resolutely pushes open the door of her town's one and only exclusive dress shop. She winds up buying a brown wool dress, and much to her own surprise, she tells the nosy shop owner that it'll likely be what I get married in. While we're still mulling over that revelation, so far in the story, no groom has appeared, and Johanna herself is a brusque creature who doesn't inspire much readerly affection. Munro steers us over to the limited prospect of the dress store owner's life, and then, just as gently, over to look at the life of the restless teenaged girl whose cruel prank is responsible for Johanna's pie-in-the-sky dreams, and for her eventual good fortune. It'll likely be what I get married in. That's the colloquial phrase Johanna utters that perfectly conveys her bluff assurance and her hesitance. Or listen to these words voiced by a character in the lesser but still evocative story called Floating Bridge. We got the air conditioning, he proudly assures a visitor. I can't verify that mid-20th century working-class Canadians really talked this way, but I know people who still talk this way. The dialogue in these stories sounds vividly authentic, and Munro is just as astute at analyzing certain ways of talking as she is at rendering them. Here's how she describes a large family's holiday dinner conversations in an ultimately harrowing story called Family Furnishings. There was hardly any idea of a general conversation, and in fact, there was a feeling that conversation that passed beyond certain understood limits might be a disruption, a showing off. The people at that table were quite capable of talk. Washing and drying the dishes in the kitchen, the aunts would talk about who had a tumor, a septic throat, a bad mess of boils. Mention of intimate bodily matters seemed never to be so out of place or suspect as the mention of something read in a magazine or an item in the news. Tone may be one of the most elusive literary qualities to nail down right. If condescension or sentimentality or, God forbid, bathos seeped into these stories, they would be a collective disaster. But when a character in the vivid story Queenie says of another that he was just a person who took comfort in the moment and in a sort of reasonable facade of life, all you hear in terms of tone is a down-to-earth frankness, a sense that Munro is granting that character the full grace of his limitations. Whatever Munro's limitations are as a writer, they're not showing in this wonderful collection.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Hateship, Friendship, Courtship, Loveship, Marriage, a new short story collection by Alice Munro.